I have titled today's sermon, Is Jesus in Your Boat? Is Jesus in Your Boat? A very familiar story that we have heard even through Sunday school time until now, and I'm sure you may have heard it many times over. As I was reading the gospel just standing in the midst of you, I asked myself a question again, saying, did the disciples more afraid of the wind or more afraid of the power of Jesus? Take that away with you and give some thought to it. If you happen to be right there in the boat with Jesus. Well, the story goes that we are familiar, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time kind of rephrasing some of the story. It was an incredible story, short but powerful. It revealed much of who Jesus was and is, and the reaction of the disciples. And that's why I said, if we're in the boat, if Jesus is in the boat, how you and I might have behaved and thought about the whole situation. Well, out of this particular story, I believe there are six important lessons that you and I may be able to draw from it. The first lesson is to follow Jesus. We heard of that phrase over and over again, follow Jesus. It sounds easy enough, but following Jesus is not always our natural inclination. Each of the disciples chose to follow Jesus beforehand, but also specifically in this incident, into the boat. They followed Jesus because Jesus said, let's go to the other side. And so they went into the boat and they followed Jesus. No question asked. Even though they faced a fierce storm as a result of getting on the boat, they got a ringside seat to see the amazing power of Jesus when he calmed the storm. Following Jesus does not exempt you and I from facing the storms of life. We will always get those along the way. Every day, you and I have a choice to follow Jesus or not. To be like him or to be more like him, to hear and bear the fruit of the Spirit, and to make decisions in line with God's word and the purpose that he has for each one of us. It's our choice. It's our choice whether we follow Jesus or not. Jesus invites you and I to follow him. As a follower of Jesus, we will see close up his power, his goodness in us and through us, if we let him. So that's the first lesson, to follow Jesus. The second one is that it challenges us that there are inevitables. Some of the disciples on the boat were expert fishermen. That was their trade. They knew how to fish, and they knew the condition of the sea and so on. And they might have navigated through that part of the water many times over. And they have seen many storms in the Galilee. But this time, it was different. The waves were so turbulent that water began to flood the boat. Panic set in. They feared for their lives. Even they were experienced fishermen. Something happened on a day was so different, they were actually afraid. And that while Jesus was sleeping soundly at the boat. Even with Jesus right there in the boat with them, the disciples still faced the storm. Hardship and unexpected battles in life are inevitable to all of us. We will endure different kinds of oppositions or hardship and make mistakes. The troubles of life will come because we live in a fallen, broken world until Jesus returns. Storm may come, but we can put our hope in the Lord, just as disciples did when they finally call out to him. Friends, we can always call out to Jesus in time of needs and when we are facing different kinds of storms. The third lesson we can draw from the story is that God is with us. God is with us. This story reaches us, or teaches us, I should say, that God is with us. Jesus did not get off the boat and abandon the disciples. He was with them the entire time, even though he was sleeping to begin with. But he was there with them. We sometimes feel alone when things get tough. We wonder if God has left us on our own to fend for ourselves. Scripture reminds us time and time again that God is always with us. God never promised that there wouldn't be storms in your life, but he promised to be with you in the storm. He does not leave us nor forsake us. And we can always put our trust in God, because God is faithful and he is a promised keeper. He delivers on his promises. The fourth lesson we can draw is that we can call out to Jesus. Call out to Jesus. This story invites us to call out to Jesus, especially during our storms. The disciples, they waited. Then finally, they call out to Jesus for help because the situation to them was getting worse and worse. When you are going through circumstances that seem hopeless or are at a loss for how to move forward, call out to Jesus. Call out to Jesus. God hears every prayer that we say, and his ears is open to those who call upon his name. He hears. We can bring every need to the Lord, who cares for us, loves us, and has good plans for those who love him. We can call out to God in praise, in surrender, and when we are struggling, call out to Jesus in our need. Lesson 5. God has authority over everything. Over everything. The disciples were in awe. Even the winds and the waves obeyed Jesus. The disciples says that the disciples were terrified and asked each other. They were afraid when the storm and the waves and all that. That's why I asked the first question. Which one were they more afraid of when they see the power of Jesus exhibited? The scripture tells us the disciples were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him. When Jesus is in your boat, are you as terrified? Or are you rest assured and very comfortable that I have security because Jesus is in your boat? But in this case here, when they saw what took place, they were terrified, because the awesomeness of Jesus' power and authority was shown and exhibited at that very moment. Wow. That's what happened when Jesus in your boat. When Jesus is in your boat. We may not always understand exactly what that means and how God used his power in each situation. But can we rest confidently knowing that God is in control, in charge over our lives and of this world? We, you and I, we are not at the mercy of the evil one. Rather, we have God on our side, fighting our battle. And that's what David spoke of, the story that was given to us in the Old Testament. That David had that confidence in God, that God is fighting the battle for him and for the people of Israel. God has authority over everything, and we do not have to live in fear. The last lesson we can draw from this short but powerful story: you don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. When the disciples woke Jesus, he was frustrated by their little faith. That's what he said. Hey, what's happening? Why are you so afraid of? Why do you have so little faith? They were afraid and thought they were going to die. And that puts a lot of fear in everyone, because they were afraid they're going to die. We have all been in the disciples' shoes and have experienced fear in one form or another. I don't mean the roller coaster, that kind of fear, you know, rubbing down and so on. But real fear that you and I may have experienced in life, in experiences that we struggle with that fearfulness. We do not have to be afraid if we put our faith in God. It takes faith to put our trust in God. God's love never fails. And that's the promise that we can hold on to. God never fails us. And his love endures forever. And that gives us hope, and that gives us the trust, that so that you and I don't need to be afraid. Let me bring it all together. Maybe your boat has drifted away from Jesus, drifted away from the anchor that Jesus provides. Maybe at one time you were close to Jesus, but today you feel like he may be miles away. Perhaps that when it feels like for Jesus to be asleep in your boat, but the good news is that Jesus is never too far away from us. He's in your boat. Accept that, know it, and believe in it. He is in your boat. He's never too far. Brothers and sisters, what storm are you facing in your life? Or you may have heard your loved one and others, they are maybe facing kind of storms in their life. Is it relationship storm? Is it financial storms? Is it health storms? Is it emotional storm? Whatever these storms may be, don't forget who is in your boat. Who is in the boat with you? He may be sleeping, but he is in your boat Jesus. Just call on him. Call on him. Faith is developed in the storm. If there's no storm, it doesn't train us. It doesn't strengthen us. So we may not like it, but storms actually brings out our faith and our trust in God and build us up. Faith is much more sharpened in storm than in calm. There's no need to worry, right? So calm, just like you go a rowboat and so on, doesn't matter. It doesn't require a lot of faith. But in storm, that's a different story. After the storm, we receive a new revelation, just as the disciple did. After all that happened and everything is calmed, a new relationship of Jesus. They say, who can this be? That even the wind and the sea obey him. There's a new understanding, a new insight, a new relationship they have now come to know about the Jesus who was in the boat with them. Friends, you might have rode some storms along the way, but they are for our benefit as well. So my question to you is that, who could God be preparing you to help? Drawing from the experiences that you have had during some of your storms. What may God be calling you to help those who are around you? So dear brothers and sisters, let us take a step of faith to get in the boat like the disciples did to begin with. To get into the boat with Jesus. And Jesus is now in your boat. And allow yourself to be available to help someone, somebody around you. If Jesus is in your boat, you have nothing to fear. Amen.